Welcome to the Once Upon a Sunday Fantasy Football Podcast with your hosts, Josh Kimmel, Dave Campbell, and Justin Bowerly.
Welcome in to Once Upon a Sunday Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Josh. We are here live on Wednesday night. Don't worry, guys. I'm not here alone. Don't worry, but we're here live Wednesday night. You might go, what's going on? There's no fantasy going on. There's still football going on. There's still NFL playoffs that are being played, and there's still values of players that are rising and falling as we speak. And we're here to talk about the divisional round matchups, to give you some pointers if you're playing any prop bets, if you're in a fantasy league like I am, I'm sure Justin is. But before we get into all that, let me introduce Justin, my co-host, my producer, literally the one who holds the show together, period. My buddy, my pal, Justin Bowerly. What is going on, my guy? How are we doing today?
Good, if I can just remember how to produce a show. You know, not doing three episodes a week is really putting me off my game. It's tough. This life is tough again.
Life is tough. You know it's not tough. You know it's easy. Going to our Twitter, our X pages, and please, of course, following us at VikingDave18. Who's that? At OUSFFPod, at Josh Kimmel OUS, and at Justin Bowerly. And of course, none of this could even be possible without the Fins Talk Sports Network. So please give us a follow over there as well. Fins Talk Sports Network. I already went on a rant about the Miami Dolphins and they lost. And I did say on the Beer and Sports podcast on Monday night with Josh Wingate, I actually watched for the first time Bobby's show after the Dolphins game, their reactions with Evan and everyone else over there. And fun watch, man. Fun watch. But we're not here to talk about the Miami Dolphins. We're not, because they're not here anymore. It's gone. It's over. Unfortunately, it was one of the worst games I've ever seen. I can't stop talking about it. It's so bad. And you know me, Justin. I'm not like really a diehard live and die by my team. It's just that was the most embarrassing game I've ever seen. Ever. Just gave up. Gave up within the first two drives. Anyway, fantasy football. Wee, yay. Are you in any postseason leagues?
I am not. I chose not to.
Hold on. Do that again. Nobody cares about the pay. Actually, a listener
of ours. Pascal Siakam is now an Indiana Pacer. So
a listener of ours.
Had to represent the Pacers tonight.
Asked me to ask you, what do you think about the Pacers fiasco? I said, I don't know what the NBA is or what it does or what it stands for. I don't know. I'll just ask the question like that. Pacers fiasco. I have no idea. I don't know. What, I don't watch the NBA.
What fiasco? Like the trade today? Did he ask you this question today?
Yeah, and I didn't comprehend one word he said.
I mean, they made a big trade involving three first-round picks, two this year, one next year, and two players. They sent them to the Toronto Raptors to get a all-star. They got an all-pro linebacker, essentially, in football terms. In fantasy terms, they got an all-pro tight end.
Jermaine O'Neal back with the Pacers. Love to hear it. Love to see it. That's the last time I watched the NBA. Jermaine O'Neal was on the Pacers. Anyway, let's get into some fantasy news. And do you want to get right into the matchups this week and talk about them? Sure. Or reminisce about? Yeah. I was asking you, are you in a postseason playoff league?
You already asked me that. I said no.
Oh, damn it. I am. I'm part of
two. Are you? You are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Two. I did really well. Yeah, I'm in the Baby Bowl with Rob Norton over there. I'm sure you've seen that around. Good peoples. And I'm in my home league, which there's 96 people in it. I know a lot of people. I know there's duplicates. You're allowed to have three teams. I have one. Yeah. I finished in sixth place week one. Sixth out of 96 in week one. Let's go. Like, that's like a pretty good start. Bad. So it's one of those leagues where you use a player once and then they're
eliminated from the pool.
Yeah. I went ham. I got lucky with Aaron Jones. And Dak.
Get him right out of the way. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway, so let's get into the first game, man. We have the Chiefs. Well, we're not going schedule-wise. I'm just going off the top of my head. Chiefs, as in like, or do you want to go the schedule? The first game, the Houston.
Pick a matchup. What are we doing? Let's start with Houston at Baltimore, because that's what everybody's going to see first. So
that's what I was asking. So anyway, We have the number one quarterback in the history of the world and CJ Stroud on one side against a very good defense in the Baltimore Ravens. Now I ask you this. I told everyone to take the Stroud over prop bet, passing yards and passing attempts.
He I was say, how did we do on those? Did you look?
Yeah, I looked.
Okay.
CJ Stroud. Woo. We hit on CJ Stroud easily, right? We hit on that. We hit David Montgomery anytime touchdown. That happened. I believe I can't remember the other ones. I'm not even going to lie, but I know the ones I hit for sure. But, what were the other ones? You know what? I have it in my phone. Let me find out.
I was supposed to say you wrote these all down. So
Justin, you think you know, what's funny about my notepad, like my actual notes that I write, I have one tab for almost everyone, but I delete them and I just start again. So like prop bets for the week, I'll just delete all my old ones and write my new ones down. Very, very under stupid. Okay, CeeDee Lamb, yards over 96.5. Did he hit that?
CeeDee?
Yeah.
He did, yeah.
Didn't no.
Ooh. Ooh, did he? Ooh.
I don't know. I can't remember if I hit this one or not. I bet so much this week. God, we are the worst.
We're the worst podcast ever.
Oh, duh.
All right, I'm looking at stats. I'm looking at stats right now. So CeeDee Lamb had – oh, he did not lead the game in passing or receiving.
Yeah, I don't think he hit this one.
God, well, I had the stats here. Oh, here they are. This is a great podcast, guys. I appreciate all of you listening.
It'll get
110 yards.
Boom, ding, 3 for 3. Because the Monty anytime touchdown, CD over, and Stroud passing over. Rashad White, I told you guys to take the under on 64.5 rushing yards. Did he get under?
You're asking these questions too fast. Oh my God. Okay, you said Rashad White. So that's the Buccaneers.
He did not
prepare for this. Oh yeah, he had 72 yards.
He hit over. So far I missed one. In the lot, or there's two more. David Njoku, 5.5 catches. Did he catch more than 5.5 balls? I know he had a great game because I started in my fantasy.
He got seven.
Boom, we hit again. And the last one, Jake Elliott, field goals over 1.5. Did the man kick 2 field goals?
He hit 3.
Boom. What do I listen, guys? I had a hot week. I was hot, baby.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm sorry.
Don't mess me up.
They had 9 points, so I assume they got 3 field goals. They got a touchdown, but they failed to. Okay, guys, so he hit 1 field goal.
Guys, I missed 2. It's okay. I missed 2. 2 out of 6. Come on, I made you money. Don't worry. I did not prepare for anything this week, but if you follow me on X, I'll put those out. I've been nailing prop bets. I've been hot like for the past, I would say, since week 12. I've just been on fire. Just boom, boom, boom. Because once you see the trends and everything, come on. Anyway, back to this game. Lamar, CJ Stroud, this is going to be an amazing matchup. 2 elite talents. One is, of course, on the rise in CJ Stroud, and Lamar is just going to cap off this MVP season. Now, for fantasy purposes, if you are playing a DFS lineup or playing a playoff league, I'm asking you right off the bat, which quarterback are you more comfortable starting this week in this matchup, Lamar Jackson or CJ Stroud off the rip?
I almost want to take CJ Stroud on this one. It's weird. The Ravens do have a pretty solid defense. They've got a pretty solid team, but they haven't really played like actual football in 3 weeks. They had last week off, obviously. They all took the week off previously in week 18. We saw when teams in the past have had that first round bye and they also rest the players the last week of the season, they come out flat in that divisional round. Hopefully the Ravens don't do that because I really cannot see the Texans continuing to go on as a Colts fan. It really does suck. But I would be taking CJ Stroud if I had to choose between these two quarterbacks.
Yeah, that's my thing is I'm really worried about playoff Lamar making a appearance this weekend because playoff Lamar is real. If you don't believe it, go look at his stats. It's not good. He is averaging 56% completion percentage. He averages a pretty good amount of rushing yards. That's the one upside. In 4 games, he has 367 rushing yards total in the postseason. Only 1 touchdown. His touchdown passing ratio is 3 touchdowns of 5 interceptions. That's playoff Lamar. He's only played in 4. So he averages more than 1 interception a game, less than 1 touchdown a game. I do think playoff Lamar is not here this year and we get a new Lamar, the elevated upgraded Lamar, where he's actually going to play well. So the, for that reason, I don't think I could pass up on Lamar with the rushing upside that he gives. CJ Stroud going on the road. People want to talk about rookie quarterbacks in the playoffs. What about rookie quarterbacks on the road being an underdog in the playoffs to the number one seed? CJ Stroud has given zero indication that he's going to fumble under pressure, that he's going to just fold and just be a rookie. He looked so composed. He looked so phenomenal out there in week one or in the wild card weekend. So there's no evidence going, oh yeah, he's just going to crumble. He already won a playoff game. He already, you know, did his job. Is he going to do it again on the road? I don't know. That's why I'm going Lamar in that situation. But that's a juicy one. You want to stay away from the running backs, my position or my opinion. I'm not starting Gus. I'm not starting Devin Singletary. It's just too many other better players. But is Mark Andrews practicing? Have we heard anything?
He is practicing. They've opened up his window too. So whether he actually – I feel like they're going to try to get through this week with just Isaiah Likely and then probably try to see what he's doing in the conference championship if they make it to the conference championship.
Yes. Before we move on to the next game here, I do want to bring up a touchy topic. Nico Collins has been rising on everyone's dynasty boards as a wide receiver. I just moved him this weekend, Sunday morning, I made a trade with Nico Collins. I traded him away. It was the only Nico Collins share I had. And I'm not a Nico hater. Before anyone gets into this, I'm not. And I'm not going to hate on Nico because I can't. He did something that T. Higgins has never done. Cracked over 1,200 receiving yards. T. Higgins hasn't. That was brought up in an argument against me when I said T. Higgins is clearly better. And somebody snapped back. Guess who it was? Dirtbag Dave, of all people, snapped back to me on the phone and says, no, T. Higgins has never done that. T. Higgins has never put up 1,300. T. Higgins has never done this, that. And I'm like, okay, I see you. But T. Higgins has never had 2 400-yard receiving seasons in a row like Nico did before this one. So I want to see it again before I can trust him long-term dynasty-wise. Plus, Tank Dell is still there. He's the number one, whether you want to believe it or not. He is big enough to play in the NFL. He is strong enough to play in the NFL. It was a freak accident. Poor coaching decision to put him in a blocking situation on the goal line. That was awful. I think with Nico Collins, I guess we're just talking long-term here. We're not even talking about this game. Long-term is he is tied to CJ Stroud. That's why he is rising up people's boards. But I'm going to ask you, Justin, is Nico Collins the number one receiver on the Houston Texans going forward in his career? And do you trust him against Baltimore this weekend?
Every time I try to not trust Nico Collins, he proves me wrong. So I would say, yeah, I'd be able to trust him. It looks like him and CJ Stroud have really got some chemistry going, even with Tank Dell coming back. Somebody told me yesterday that Tank Dell does not have an NFL body or an NFL frame. Sorry. I don't understand that, but I think Tank Dell is going to be that too. I don't think I don't think he has an NFL wide receiver one frame. Nico Collins does. He's a little bit bigger. Nico Collins is going to be pretty solid. I think he's going to be that number one wide receiver for the Texans for a while.
Over your boy Tank Dell?
Yeah.
Okay. So in week one, they played Baltimore. He had 11 targets, 6 catches, 80 yards. Wide receiver 24 that week. He had 14 points. It seems like Nico Collins, and people are going to hate me for this, and I'm not trying to stir up some nonsense because this is how I felt my entire Nico rise. I do love him, and I think he's going to be great. I think he's going to be a great wide receiver, too, going forward for your fantasy teams. But I think he's going to Rashad Penny a ton of people, Tyler Higbee a ton of people, Gabe Davis a ton of people. And what I mean by that is he will be good next year. He'll be very startable. He was going to win you weeks next year, but you're going to overdraft him. And he's not going to be worth the price. He's not going to be worth the price that you pay. I don't know where he's going right now. We do have a mock draft we're going to go over from ESPN. I don't know who had this mock draft, who did it, who was a part of it. But we do have a 4-round mock draft we will break down after these games. And I don't know where Nico Collins went in that draft, but I'm pretty sure there was 40 picks he had to be taken because of all the hype. That's all. That's all I want to say about Nico right now. I know it's going to be a long offseason. We have a lot to cover with rookies coming in, with players changing out, with debates on Kyren Williams versus this person or what Baker versus whatever it may be. So I just want to get that out there right now where I stand, January 17th, 2024. Nico Collins, you're overdrafting already, and you're overtrading for him as well. Anyway, back to my trade. I got Jordan Addison out of it in a second.
I would take Jordan Addison over Nico. I agree with you. I think Nico is going to be overdrafted. I think you're going to get him on as many teams as possible later. Probably not even late, early. You're going to draft him early. Based on this mock draft, you're going to draft him early a lot, and then you're going to be really hurt when he doesn't produce the same way.
But he may, like, right? Like, he may produce the same way.
He could be the next Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Nah, come on. Come on. That guy's a stud. All right, let's go to the next game. Who we got next?
Next game, we've got the Green Bay Packers at the San Francisco 49ers.
And this one, I can't say it's going to be a blowout because we don't know with Green Bay. They're super hot. Jordan Love's apparently lighting people on fire. Just can't miss. It's so, I know everyone's brought this up from Dan Patrick show to whatever radio show you listen to. It's so weird how CJ Stroud and Jordan Love were like almost identical, had identical weekends, similar stats, their first playoff game, breakout parties. Jordan Love going to San Francisco on the road. I don't know if he's going to be able to do the same thing he just did against San Francisco with a week of rest. And, of course, we all know they're the best team in football, the San Francisco 49ers. Are we trusting Jordan Love to produce those numbers again? There's no way.
I don't know if it's it's necessarily Jordan Love needing to produce those numbers. It's can the Green Bay defense hold the San Francisco 49ers to what they did against the Dallas Cowboys, because they were able to hold that Cowboys offense so that the Packers offense could get going in the first half. Then they started letting up. I think San Francisco is just a different monster. I think they are better than Dallas. We saw that in the game against Dallas earlier in the season where they stomped the Dallas Cowboys. I think this is going to be a close game, but I don't think it's going to be close like everyone is hoping. I mean, you could see that San Francisco has, they're giving Green Bay 9 points in the betting world. That's a lot for a playoff game. I don't think this is going to be as close as everybody hopes. And the Packers are 1-4 in the last 22 years in the playoffs against the 49ers. That's a crazy stat, right?
Like, it is a crazy stat, but nobody cares. Nobody cares about what happened in 1962 or whatever it was. I will say I hate those numbers. Like the Dolphins, like it's relevant when it's like they haven't beat the Patriots in like 8-10 years. Like that's relevant. But if it's like they're 1-4 their lifetime, okay, so they played what, once in 1982, once in 1997. Yeah. Like who?
Well, these two teams play quite a bit in the playoffs, especially like, it was the Rodgers era, but
yeah, Rodgers era. I miss the Rodgers era. Anyway, so it's the 49ers. Everyone can hit. Yeah, everyone can hit on that offense. I'm in a league where, like I said, you can use one player once and they're done. I'm thinking about saving the entire 49ers because I'm that confident that they're gonna just cruise into the playoffs or Super Bowl. And then when I'm sitting at the Super Bowl Sunday, I'll have CMC, Brock Purdy, Brandon Ayuk, Debo. I'll just have the whole offense. Whereas usually when you get to the Super Bowl, you're starting third string running backs and you'll be lucky if you have a quarterback left, if you do it right. There's not much to say about this one except for start your studs if you are in a playoff matchup on the Green Bay side. Don't look at Aaron Jones and think he's going to do that again. That was a once-in-a-lifetime thing against Dallas. You should have known to start him in any way. Now, Jaden Reed scored 0 points, 0 catches, 0 everything against Green Bay. Do you know I shot for Jaden Reed before I shot for Jordan Addison for Nico Collins, and I was turned down? I wanted Jaden Reed. I had Jaden Reed above both of them. And Jaden Reed did nothing this weekend or last weekend. I can't trust him again.
So who are you picking to win this game?
49ers, man. Easy.
Who did we pick, the Houston Baltimore game?
I don't remember. If we didn't,
I'm taking Baltimore.
Yeah, Baltimore.
Okay. So we got Baltimore and San Francisco so far.
Okay. Easy peasy. Easy. Next game.
We could be on this one for a while, I feel like.
We can be. Bet at Montgomery anytime touchdown again. It seems like they're allergic to Jahmyr Gibbs. I mean, he didn't get as many carries as I thought he was going to get. I started Gibbs in one of my matchups. I'm pretty upset about it. Now, everyone wants us to talk about Baker. Everyone wants us to talk about the quarterback position in Tampa Bay. And everyone wants us to do a little quick. Everyone wants us to play a little quick, like this or that, him or that. So let's do it real quick. All right.
Hold on. I thought Josh was talking about me for a second. I just got a haircut today, actually.
Oh, wow. You know, I let out tonight. You know, it's winter. It's Alexa, what's the temperature? It's 53 degrees. We're freezing. So I had to put the hoodie on, let the hair down, get the neck all warm.
This is the high for the week. This is the highest it has been all week. It's been single digits all week. 2 degrees was like the high for a couple days there.
Yeah, it was 44 this morning. I was livid. Anyway, let's get back to this game. Baker Mayfield, he just crushed again and not even with Big Mike. Not even with Big Mike. It was Trey Palmer, who I really loved this year. I thought he was going to break out. And Tompkins, some little midget, small guy, some very tiny, slight guy. Again, Baker has to make the throws for them to count. But again, it was a lot of yards after the catch and a lot of these receivers doing a lot of work, missing a lot of tackles, and getting a lot of yards after the catch. So let me ask you this in a comparison. I'll start from the low end of fantasy quarterbacks. Low end.
Mm-hmm. Are we talking about redraft or dynasty right now?
We're talking redraft. We'll talk redraft next season. Redraft next season. Tua or Baker Mayfield? Bottom of the barrel. Tua.
I'm going to go with Tua.
Tua? Okay. Trevor Lawrence or Baker Mayfield?
Trevor Lawrence.
Derek Carr or Baker Mayfield?
Baker Mayfield.
Justin Herbert or Baker Mayfield?
Justin Herbert.
All right. This one's going to be a little bit tougher. Kyler Murray or Baker Mayfield?
I'm going to assume the Cardinals get a wide receiver in the draft with the 4th pick. I'm going to go Kyler Murray with a rushing upside.
In this game particularly, Baker Mayfield or Jared Goff?
They're going to lose their offense coordinator most likely. That could change that offense completely. I'm going to go Baker Mayfield.
Baker's losing his offensive coordinator as well. He's interviewing. He's interviewing. He had an interview with the Carolina Panthers already.
Who's the offense coordinator?
I don't know his name. Can
they're not going to lose him. He's not going to be a top 8.
But you don't think so?
No.
You sure? He made Baker Mayfield relevant.
I mean, he did, but he made a lot of the others. These other guys.
Dave Canellis. So let's put Dave Canellis coaching and then see what he. Oh, yeah. He might go.
He might be interviewing. Go. I don't think he's going to go somewhere.
He interviewed for the Panthers job. That's about it right now. Oh, he interviewed for the Browns job. Former. Okay. You know, he did not. Just the Panthers. But everyone's going to take the Panthers job. Anyway. So this game. It's going to be the most fun game of the weekend, I believe. You got one team with Dan Campbell with a bunch of characters. You got Amon-Ra. That running game is phenomenal to watch. And I love watching Aiden Hutchinson just on the defensive side. And then you have the Buccaneers. Again, Baker running around, making plays, slinging it. F it. Godwin's down there somewhere. F it. Tompkins down there somewhere. You know, just making plays on his feet, doing whatever he's got to do. Plus, that defense is flying around. Winfield is making plays out there. That defensive line is getting pressure. I think this is going to be the most fun game of the week, and I'm calling an upset. I think Tampa Bay goes in there, and I think Tampa Bay beats Detroit. Not just because I'm buying the hype. That's because I'm seeing the flags flying everywhere. That team looked fast, impressive, and the Eagles stood zero chance. They looked worse than the Miami Dolphins and the Dallas Cowboys put together, in my opinion. That team just gave up from the rip, off the start, first drive. Fantasy-wise, I want to see Big Mike not drop 2 touchdowns. He dropped 2. he did. It was annoying. And Rashad White's been a tank for them. He's not rushing for 150 yards a game. He's not rushing for but he's getting solid touches, 74 yards last week against Philadelphia. He's getting the receptions and the targets out of the backfield. Rashad White's been sneaky good this season, and he's going to be underdrafted going into 2024. Guaranteed. Bo Nix or Baker Mayfield?
Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield or Caleb Williams? Going into next season.
Caleb Williams.
Baker Mayfield a Hall of Fame quarterback?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
If he wins two Super Bowls with the Buccaneers, then okay.
He scored 26 touchdowns his rookie season. That's locked in. Hall of Fame. Read the comments, bro.
Oh, so Andrew Luck is guaranteed to go to the Hall of Fame also?
Is he still playing football?
Doesn't matter. He scored more touchdowns than Mayfield did his rookie season too.
Baker Mayfield's so good. He's probably the best quarterback alive. Do you have anything else to say about this awesome matchup?
No, I also am going to agree with you. I think the Buccaneers win this game. I don't think this game in the long run is going to matter. I think the Super Bowl contender from the NFC is in the other game that we already talked about.
I agree. In the last game of the week, probably the most, I guess, intriguing, where people want to see it. Everyone is in the Hall of Fame, retired from football. Josh, dang. Dang it.
Yeah. Come on, man. He talks about fantasy football, not real football. Sorry. Come here now. 89.
Everyone's sleeping on Bo Nix. Josh Wingate, I don't know who Bo Nix is.
Oregon quarterback.
I know that. I'm just trying to aggravate him for Monday whenever I see him again. So we have this game, the Chiefs and the Bills. Two offensive juggernauts, right? Travis Kelce on the left, coming to Buffalo. That game's going to be fun, by the way. Do you think she's going to be there? Do you think she's going to show up in Buffalo?
Okay. Yeah, of course she's going to show up to Buffalo. Why wouldn't she?
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Is she on tour? Oh god, that's a big deal actually.
I don't know if she's going to be there. Nice. But it didn't help Kelce this week. Kelce kind of got shut down. Instead of inducting Tom Brady in the NFL Hall of Fame, he'll be inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame. I don't get the joke.
She's not back on tour until February 7th,
after the
Super Bowl. She'll be in Japan before the Super Bowl, because the Super Bowl's on, I think, the 12th.
Well, they ain't making it.
And she's going to be in Tokyo until February 10th, and then she goes to Australia February 16th. So if they go to the Super Bowl, she could be there.
Okay, back to this game. Someone said in the chat, real man of genius. There we go. Yes, Bills will run the table. I think the Bills are going to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. I think they're going to be the ones.
He's in our fantasy league.
He is. He knows how terrible I am at fantasy football. Apparently, I'm the worst. But yes, I do think the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen's the difference. We saw it on the wild card weekend where he just took that 56-yard touchdown to the house by himself. Didn't need anyone else. Stephon Diggs is dead, by the way. Is this funeral music? Do we have that still?
We do. Are you actually wanting to play a funeral on him?
Yeah. No? For the rest of the season. I don't know if he's playing right now.
And now, a moment of silence.
Not playing. No one can hear that. At least not on my end.
Everybody could hear that. It's
in the chat. Did you guys hear the funeral music for Stephon Diggs? Because I did not. But it's okay. I heard it in my mind because I've been saying it, not saying it, but I've been feeling it since like week 10, ever since their offensive coordinator got fired. They heard it.
They all heard it. What's up with you?
What's up? Fun fact, by the way, before the show, guys, it must be a me issue.
It's a you issue. It's clearly a you issue.
It must be a me issue, but whatever. But Stephon Diggs. Dead. Travis Kelce, let's not do it again, but he might as well be dead as well. In a world where there's 8 tight ends starting this week, I rank Kelce my 5th best option to play this week in a DFS matchup, in a playoff matchup. I have Kittle over him, Laporta over him, Isaiah Likely or Andrews, whoever plays over him. Are you paying attention to me, Justin?
Sorry, there's, I guess this is 48 minutes ago. Never mind. Go ahead.
Now my question is, would you start Dalton Kincaid or Travis Kelce at this point? For real. Like, I'm not even trying to make a joke of this.
I mean, the Bills are in the playoffs. The Bills actually use Dalton Kincaid, so.
Do you think Isaiah Likely is a dude, Josh?
Isaiah Likely is a dude, Josh.
So would you go Isaiah Likely, Travis Kelce, knowing that Andrews may be on his way back?
If we're doing like the pick'em, I would be taking Likely over Kelce this week for sure. Just in case Andrews does come back, this might be the last chance you actually get to play Isaiah Likely in the playoffs.
Yeah, most likely, unless Andrews reaggravates or he's just not himself and he's a decoy or whatever the case may be. The Travis Kelce thing is weird because he is available and I don't think I'm going to play him. Although he had 7 catches, 71 yards last week. That's pretty good for a tight end. Isn't that sad that that's not good enough for Travis Kelce, though? We're like 14.1 points from a tight end. Trash.
Yeah.
We want 20. Name a
tight end. Like, yeah.
Fun fact, Travis Kelce.
We've had a lot of tight ends just score a lot of points this year in different weeks. So the fact that Travis Kelce is averaging, you know, like 18 points a game or whatever, it's just you kind of look at that and you're like, yeah, but he had a bunch of weeks where he got like 7 points or 5 points or something like that. And you're like, I don't know if I want to take that risk.
Yeah, this is another Isaiah Pacheco game and another Rashee Rice game, in my opinion. Rashee Rice is taking over as the number one target in Kansas City. He will take over Kelce next year. He will be the number one target. I love Rashee Rice. Rashee Rice or Nico Collins next year?
Rashee Rice. He's the wide receiver one.
What?
With Patrick Mahomes.
Who cares about Patrick Mahomes? Have you seen CJ Stroud? Josh Wingate, he's in the chat and he can type it out, Josh, what you told me about CJ Stroud and Mahomes. Type it out. I'll let you do it. And then we'll post it up here. I'm not taking credit. I'm not going to put words in your mouth. But he said something crazy about CJ Stroud and Patrick Mahomes. And I'm not going to lie. At first, I said no because I default to no. I say no. No way, Josh. That sounds not smart. I slept on it and I thought about it. I think he's right. I think he's 1,000% right if he's still here and types it out. If he's not, if you don't type it out in 5 minutes, I'll just say it out loud. Do you want to go to the mock draft?
Sure. Let's talk about the mock draft. I don't have graphics to put up here.
That's okay. That's okay. We can talk about it. So ESPN did a mock draft. Don't know when, don't know how. I saw my friend, my real life friend, post it in one of my group chats. I'm like, dang, ESPN never does fantasy content for next year this early. So let me take a look at this mock draft. And I won't say anything negative about ESPN. If you listen to ESPN and you like ESPN, then keep on doing that. If you don't, you know, feel free to voice your opinion in the comments, how you feel about them.
Their graphics really are screwing me up right now because round 1, 2, and 4 have the same formatting, but like 3 is just slightly different and it's really screwing me up. Sorry.
No, it's okay. So this is a 10 team league because ESPN still models their drafts and their leagues off of 10 team leagues. Whatever. That's fine. So Christian McCaffrey went 101, then Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, Tyreek Hill, Kyren Williams. I'm going to stop right there. Kyren Williams, they took him. Like I said, I don't know who, if there was actually 10 people or they just, I don't know what they did. But somebody decided, no, I'm not going to take Breece Hall. I'm not going to take Bijan. I'm going to take Kyren Williams as the number 2 running back off the board. I'm not, you know, there's Bijan Robinson out there. There's, like I already brought up, the Breece Hall. I don't know who else I can possibly bring up because you got to think about it. Eckler's fallen. His value's down. Jacobs. I'm thinking of one more guy, and he's in your country or your state. Where's Jonathan Taylor? Jonathan Taylor was freaking phenomenal this year when he came back.
Yeah.
Are people looking at what he did overall? Like, are ESPN looking at the numbers and going, well, he only had this and that, and they're not taking account of the games he dominated when he was there? I don't understand how he's not even in the first round, by the way, but we'll get to him soon. What do you think about Kyren Williams being so high, 5th overall?
I think that's a little, odd to me. I mean, I know he finished up there. We awarded him a lot on our fantasy show, or once. We had him, we nominated him a bunch of times, but to be RB1 is a little out there. Oh, I'm sorry, RB2. I forgot Christian McCaffrey. He's a freak. I don't think I'd have Kyren Williams at five. Maybe we're crazy. Maybe next, here in a couple of months, we're going to be like, Kyren Williams, yeah, you better go get him as soon as you can. But
maybe
I want to see the Rams actually commit to a running back, though, for more than 10 games in a row.
Look, when I'm looking at the first round pick, and you're going to hear that a lot, you're going to hear this a lot out of me, out of other people out here making content about fantasy football. My first round pick has to be safe for me. I want safety. I want someone who I know is going to be the guy there, where is in Kyren Williams, they can easily say, oh no, we got this other guy and he's hot and he's going to do whatever, this and that, and this and that. Well, Josh, there's no trends of that. Yes, there is. That's what Los Angeles does. That's all they do over there. They haven't had a running back start and finish a consecutive season since I couldn't even tell you how long. So to tell me you're going to take him, trust him over an Amon Ra. What just happened?
Nothing happened.
Am I an Inception?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Fabrice Hall, Jamar Chase, Bijan Robinson, and a many, many, many more. It's just asinine to me. What did you do?
Nothing.
So next, Amon Ra St. Brown went, Breece Hall, Jamar Chase. Stop me when you feel like something, when the list is going off the rails. So number nine, Bijan Robinson, and to finish out the top 10, Jahmyr Gibbs went 10 overall. So then we go back, starting with the second round. I'm assuming this is a snake.
I mean, just looking at this, this is another draft where I'd want those like later round picks at this point, because I'd be fine taking Jamar Chase or Bijan or Jahmyr Gibbs in the late round.
So if I can't get a top five pick and I'm looking at these picks, the guy I want went 14th. I'm high on him. And I'll say it. Well, we're about to go into the second round. So the 11th pick was AJ Brown. Can't hate on that. And Garrett Wilson rounds out the top 12. Good to see Garrett Wilson didn't lose value. He actually gained value somehow. I'm unsure how that worked, but he did.
Yeah, he went from a mid second to now an early second. And in a 12-team format, late first.
Yep. So in this one, I'm going to stop right here. Saquon Barkley went 13 overall ahead of Jonathan Taylor. Someone tell me why. Someone tell me how they think this is a good idea. And I'm not even trashing the pick. I want to know what you think, what you're thinking when you tell me that Saquon's over a Jonathan Taylor. Is this just bias?
I don't know. The name, I guess, Saquon Barkley, like
Jonathan Taylor. That's a name.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't make any sense how you put Saquon over Jonathan Taylor at this point. I really truthfully do not understand it. So I don't see how Saquon is a early second round pick. It doesn't make sense.
So Saquon went at 13, then Jonathan Taylor at 14, Devon Achane at 15, Puka Nacua at 16, Travis Etienne 17, Michael Pittman at 18, James Cook at 19, and Stephon Diggs at 20. So that is the second round. And my biggest takeaway is, of course, Saquon being a very high second round pick in 12 team leagues. And my other takeaway is Devon Achane. We've seen the potential. We've seen what he can do. But we haven't seen it recently. And we still have him at 15 over someone like a Puka Nacua. I don't know if I could do that. Again, I want safety at the top couple first rounds.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be taking Devin in the second round. I mean, third round, okay. Fourth round, probably. Second round, I don't know about that.
The biggest loser in value of this entire draft so far, we're just going to follow this. I don't have the ADP in front of me from this year, but I just know from drafting Stephon Diggs, he is the biggest faller. He is outside the top.
Oh, yeah.
He is outside the first round, and he's flirting with going into the third round, which he hasn't seen that in a long time. So let's move on to 21, Davante Adams. I have no opinion on that right now because I don't know how he's going to be, who his quarterback's going to be, and where he's going to be. Chris Olave, 22. Josh Allen, the first quarterback off the board at 23. Deebo Samuel, 24. Nico Collins, 25. Jalen Waddle, 26. DJ Moore, 27. Brandon Ayuk, 28. Two 49ers receivers in the top 30. And then we have Amari Cooper, 29. And Rashad White, 30 overall. This list isn't – this group of people are not as offensive as the first two, I feel. Because now we're getting to, like, the third, fourth round. Yes, they're all studs. Yes, go get the guy you like the most. Like, if somebody picked up Nico Collins over Jalen Waddle, I wouldn't hate on that at all. I would say, okay, yeah, you got your guy. I'm still going to grab Waddle first. I'm really enjoying this season, or the last season. I did get Josh Allen in the second, third, fourth round. And in, I would say 98% of those leagues, I made the playoffs because of Josh Allen.
Here's an interesting thing about so far in these first three rounds. No tight ends have been selected. We saw Kelsey go in the first round last year, followed by Hockenson in the third, Andrews in the third, stuff like that. So no tight ends. Also no rookies yet. Last year we saw Bijan in the first immediately. Like, he was already a first round pick as a rookie. And you got guys like Caleb Williams, you got Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers. You've got big name talent, especially wide receivers, who is king in PPR formats, and you have no rookies yet in the top three rounds. It's interesting to me.
It's interesting, but it kind of makes sense right now because we don't know where these.
Because you don't know, you don't know where what teams are going to end up on. So that's fair.
Yeah, it is fair. But man, what really stands out to me is DJ Moore holding his value up there as well, like right behind Jalen Waddle. And Davante Adams, really, people are still respecting him and putting him in the top 24 overall talent. I don't know if I could do that. I'm easily – like, if you gave me a situation, would you rather have Josh Allen or Davante Adams? Well, it's all situational. You don't want to take a quarterback too early, but I also know if I take Davante Adams 21, I might just throw that away. But if I took Josh Allen 23, at least I have a quarterback that's reliable for 17 games.
And I think the whole, like – taking somebody too early is, it's not irrelevant, but it's almost irrelevant in redraft leagues where you can't trade your draft pick, where like if in dynasty you're able to trade all your draft picks, then okay, yeah, wait a couple picks because maybe you can get value out of a trade to move back a little bit. But I'm looking at this, you're taking Davante Adams or Josh Allen in the third round, and you made the actual choice to take Davante Adams over Josh Allen, when now who knows? I mean, you're probably already like your team's Christian McCaffrey, Stephon Diggs, and now Davante Adams. I think if you went Christian McCaffrey, Stephon Diggs, Josh Allen and stack that, that looks a lot better.
Well, yeah, because you potentially have the number one running back,
the number one quarterback, you hope a top five receiver.
You hope, but it's not going to happen, but you hope. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at this team right now. CMC, Diggs, Josh Allen looks way better, and you got to take that in consideration when you're building your teams. I know it's young. We're still in January, and we're talking about building teams, but, I mean, people still make these mistakes over and over again, and it's going to happen year after year after year. So let's go right into the fourth round, round this thing out. We have DK Metcalf, 31. So first tight end off the board, Sam Laporta, 32 overall.
Tight end one from this year.
Yeah, tight end one. Jalen Hurts went 33, so he was the quarterback two off the list, which makes sense. He was the quarterback two coming off the season. Rashi Rice, 34 overall. I expected him to be a little bit higher. Kenneth Walker, 35th overall. Marvin Harrison Jr., the first rookie of the board, 36 overall, ahead of Lamar Jackson, who's 37th. This one's weird and wild. Isaiah Pacheco, 38th overall. He deserves it. Good for him. Travis Kelce, 39th overall. The biggest loser. What I mean by loser, faller. The biggest
faller, yeah.
Faller. The biggest dropper of this draft. Went from 5 overall to 39th. And then Josh Jacobs, 40th overall. Didn't really drop much.
Was a second round talent last year, so.
No, I got him in third round, second round. So yes, that rounds it out. It's just so weird to see ESPN put out content like this because they're so scared to usually, and they don't ever do anything until – I used to be a huge ESPN follower, right? Mm-hmm. Long time, 10, 15 years ago, back when Nate Ravitz and Matthew Berry were doing the podcast. And they used to do the podcast and then stop it and literally start it like the day before the season starts. It's like casual ESPN. Like, it's cool. They're casual players. For the fact that they're putting out content like this, it's great because it means the community is growing. It means they know that they need to get on their stuff and they need to put out content year round. People like us who put out content year round, people like all you who watch year round, like, it's great for the community. So instead of doing the normal Josh thing, I'm going to praise this. This is awesome. I love content like this. So we're going to start putting out content like this as well. Justin, any takeaway from this draft or content or general?
I mean, like I said, tight ends weren't even in the first three rounds. The past couple of years, that's been very unusual, but you know, you got Mark Andrews getting up there in age, also coming off of a pretty significant leg injury. You got Travis Kelce's fall, which somebody predicted on the show earlier this season. You got the rookie last year. He's the tight end one in the fourth round. I mean, that's the biggest note takeaway I see here, is that we went from having three top three rounds talent tight ends to now we're not getting tight ends until round four. So that'll be interesting to see how that changes over the next several months once we get up into like August and September for draft season. I think this list changes a lot once we start seeing where the rookies are going.
Yes. And I do want to keep a track, which I think we're going to do. This is an idea that's popped in my head and you're going to love this idea. Mock shows. We always do mock shows. One of our hosts who's not here hates mock shows, hates them. He makes fun of them all the time, but we're going to do mock shows. And I want to keep these mocks. And I want to see how our ADPs or how everything we do, how people change and fluctuate. Cause that always happens. You see a guy just rise up the boards. Just, I don't know how it happens, man, because most people I know, they draft strictly with ADP. They'll just go, okay, who, five guys around this area, boom, draft. Like, you got to think, who's the first person who goes, you know what? This guy was going three rounds. I'm just going to take him now.
Maybe you do mock Fridays. And that's how we keep our ADP throughout the year.
That's what we can do. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us today. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. We are here every single Wednesday night, of course, as you guys know, at OUSFFPod on all socials, YouTube. Go to our page, please. We've gained some followers, some subscribers over there. Please go over there as well. It really helps out the show. At Finns Talk Sports Network as well. Both YouTube. Look, that's a lot, guys. It's not hard to hit subscribe on both of them. It's easy. At OUSFFPod on Twitter, at VikingDave18. Should I plug him anymore?
He's here. Dave, for me. He's part of the show.
Yeah, I love you, Dave. I'm just kidding. At Josh Kimmel OUS and at Justin Bowerly. And of course, join our Discord. We should start putting together mock drafts, literally. Are you playing music?
Yeah.
I don't hear it. So you're going to have to cue us out.
All right. Well, yeah, just keep listening to the show. We'll throw some mock drafts out there for you guys to join on Fridays. But that is it for this week.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to like and subscribe wherever you watch or listen to podcasts. Follow on X and Instagram at OUSFFPOD. We'll be back next week for more ways to win your league.